Welcome to Kujin the Coast,
where real coastal locals tell stories about the past,
provide intel about the present,
and take a gander into the future.
We are Aussie kids who love to uncover, discover, and find another angle.
Hey Scout, have you been swooped by a magpie?
No, but I have heard some pretty bad pie attacks, making them one of the scariest birds in Australia. I know my time will come, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I've been swooped once, trust me, it is not nice. I've even got a scar on my head to prove it. Scout? Scout? Quit looking out the window, you bird brain!
Huh? Oh, bird brain? Yeah, that does sound like a pretty good name for a podcast. Let's get started, Sophia.
Today's episode is bird brains. You guessed it, all about birds. Before you went into your own world, Scout, I was saying I've been swooped by a magpie and I still have the scar.
That's pretty scary. What am I supposed to do to prevent it? Maybe I should just wear hats more often.
Well, thankfully, our first story is from Marlo, who's going to tell us how to survive a magpie attack.
Hello, recent or not recent people of magpie attacks. In this story, I'll be going through some tips, horrifying facts, and why they swoop. Honestly, when I moved here, I was a bit confused about all this magpie talk. However, when I looked into it, I was scared but amazed. This is how I got into research about how to survive them, which leads to the first part of the story. Moving on to some tips on how to survive the deadly magpie. Lots of people say that you should try to look away from the magpie. However, from asking lots of friends and people, that in fact that you should remain steady eye contact on it. An idea is you should try having eyes on the back of your head. Try making realistic cardboard eyes or make them out of paper. However, in my opinion, I don't go to your nearest art store and get googly eyes to make the magpie laugh. But since magpies are very protective, when they're near you, try to walk your bike or look at the magpie while walking. Plus, magpies are mothers, clear their nest, so then this won't happen to you. Now to hear some horrifying, incredible, not-so-fun facts. Do you know that in Canberra, it has a horrible but straightforward record of the most magpie attacks, 1,100? Watch out, Canberra Aussies. Not only that, magpies have excellent recall, so they will remember your face for the next 5 years. You're more likely to get swooped next year by the same magpie. And never forget. Not only that, they're way too protective of their nests. So if you go in a 30, 50 meter close to one, you might get swooped. But here's the thing, magpies are incredibly unpredictable, so you never know what's going on in the break. Even if you're incredibly far away, they might swoop. Also, when you're riding your bicycle, try walking it, because, as you may know, they love hunting kids on bicycles. Now, have you ever wondered why magpies swoop? Why are they so viciously evil? Well, the answer might surprise you. In fact, not all magpies swoop, thankfully. They just use body language, beak clapping, suckling around things, and stuff like that. In fact, I wouldn't recommend trying to pick up a baby magpie on their own, because you know what the little mother is thinking. So the real reason they swoop is to care about their little pupae. To sum it all up, magpies are one of the scariest, kindest, vicious animals on planet Earth. This is Marlo, reporting for Kujin and the Coast.
Jeez, that's scary. Who knew such a bird could cause so much chaos?
I know, right? But coming up next, a seagull version. And it has war in the name. Hopefully it's not a violent war. Maybe it's all for a nice hot chip?
Please don't remind me of the time a seagull stole my delicious hot chip.
Yum. What did you just say about hot chips?
Oh, Sophia, put the hot chips away.
Oh, but come on. You always bring food into the room. But next up, Lachlan's story about the war on seagulls.
The time I declared war on the seagulls at the beach. The seagulls are at fault. They stole my chips. One day I was at the beach, swimming in the waves, playing with my friends and relaxing with my family. The time flew by and after a while it was already time for lunch. After taking some time to decide what to get, my family and I chose some fish and chips from the one, the only, the infamous Kujin Chishan Fish for lunch. I sat down at the stairs near the rainbow steps to finish my food. Then, blink of an eye, a seagull flew down and stole one of my chips. I scared it away, but another seagull flew down and stole the second chip. The seagulls must have told its friends and family because a whole flock came after my chips. After a while, I gave up and let the horde of seagulls finish off my chips. But what they didn't know was I was preparing for war. I got my comrades, aka my siblings, and we suited up. We agreed on a plan of attack. We would ambush them, but we knew that the enemy would try to escape, so we would stop them by surrounding them. Once we had practiced the plan on a pigeon a couple times, we charged. My brothers and I caught the seagulls by surprise as we charged. They tried to fly away, but the others on the team came to stop them. But the seagulls were not giving up as easily as we thought. They came back around to my brother and I, but before we could stop them, they took to the skies. We executed the plan at the seagulls again with the same strategy, but they flew away for the second time. So we decided to change our strategy. The new strategy was to break into small groups and try and scare the seagulls off the beach. After many more attempts, both of the strategies finally made an impact. The seagulls gave up and raised the white flag, or the white feather. That is how I won the war on the seagulls.
Who knew the seagulls are not that much different from magpies?
Hey Sophia, do you know if there's such thing as bird phobia? Because I think I have that now.
I think it's called ornithophobia.
Really? Well, aren't you an ornithologist?
I like to think so. Is the next story about vicious birds? Because I'm going to need to prepare myself mentally and physically.
Oh, that's right. Coming up next are famous birds.
I love Big Bird. He was my favorite character on Sesame Street. Oh, and how about Donald Duck? His voice cracks me up like an egg.
I do like Donald Duck, but Harrison's story is all about famous Australian bird mascots.
Hey, get out of the street. How'd you even get in here? Open the door, there's a bird. Never mind. Anyway, hi, I'm Harrison. Roosters, swans, magpies and eagles. What are they all? Birds. You know the flying animals with wings? Well, anyway, you better duck so you don't get blown away as these birds fly their stories and history to your ears. First of all, can somebody tell me what the deal is with Australian sports teams and birds? I mean, I can list a bunch of birds that are mascots for sports teams off the top of my head. Well, that was a sport. I'm talking about the Sydney Roosters, one of Sydney's most popular sports teams. First of all, to the beginning, the Big Bang. It was the start of everything. No, not that far. To the start of the Sydney Roosters. Or as they were known back then, the tricolours, for the three colours that they wore. The team was first established in 1908, but that's not what matters. It's why they adopted their new face, the Rooster. It was in 1995 the team went from the eastern suburbs to Sydney City Roosters. However, the Rooster didn't find itself in the club's logo until 1 year later in 1996. It was then, in 2000, that they rebranded the logo to look like the one you can see today. Catch! Mark! Goal! These Sydney teams have a real love for birds. Now I'll be quacking on about the local AFL team, Sydney Swans, or as they used to be called, South Melbourne Football Club. That's right. The Swans used to be based in Melbourne. The team was originally founded in 1874 in Melbourne. It was only in 1982 that our most local AFL team moved to Sydney. But why are the Swans called the Swans? Well, the team was actually nicknamed and then called the Swans due to the amount of players they had recruited from Western Australia. The black swan being the emblem of the state. So that's the reason Sydney Swans are known as how they appear today. Surprising, right? Now, a little way south from New South Wales to Victoria, and then to Melbourne, for the Collingwood Magpies. The team was first founded in 1892, a while after the Sydney Swans were founded. The team was originally based in Victoria Park, in Abbotsford. Unlike some of the other clubs that I've mentioned, the Magpies have been the Magpies from the start. But why Magpie? Well, there are two main reasons, one of them being the obvious, because Magpies inhabited the local area. It also brought along with the club's decision to wear black and white jumpers. They probably thought it was a pretty fly idea, get it? To name their club, the Magpies. Now, drive across the harbour, stopping for lunch on the way, and then drive a bit further. You'll be at Manly, the home of the Manly Seagulls. The club was first established in 1946 and wore white and maroon for the Manly District colours. The Seagulls were given their name for the bird of prey that lived across the Sydney coastline. Although the club has had the nickname Seagulls, the club has always officially been named the Manly Seagulls. So now, I hope I've answered everybody's questions about why Australian sports teams came together like a gaggle of geese and decided to stop quacking about and name a bunch of our favourite sports teams after our flappy friends. Thank you.
Go Collingwood!
I thought you hated magpies. You said you had ornithophobia because of them. You thought you were going to be next in line for a swoop.
Well, I don't like the territorial ones in spring. The ones that could leave a scar. But they are such fascinating creatures.
So true.
This is getting a bit Hawkwood.
Anyway, for more stories like these, subscribe to Coogee and the Coast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As long as it's not too much of a burden. Get it? Burden.
That's enough out of you, Scout. ¶¶